Hello guys, thank you for joining me. So this episode is really such a special one to me. I actually recorded it. I thought I would postpone it and record it later, but I was actually jotting down in my journal like what just happened. Then again, I got to a point where, well, I'm not a writer or an ardent reader, so I was not able to continue, and I thought, why not record it? So this is really, really so interesting and so special. So the title on my journal was He Spoke. Of late, I've been struggling with spending time with God and my daily devotions and just having that time where it's just me and God, just us having fellowship, you know, just us talking and just us enjoying the secret place. So I've really been having also not like my sleep times have changed. Sometimes I sleep at 4 a.m. in the morning, I wake up at 11, you know. So I haven't really gotten enough time. And for a long time, I've been thinking of a way of doing my Bible study. And I've been like, wow, I need to wake up very early in the morning, because yes, if your day starts with, you know, you talking to God, then your day is totally, completely covered. It is actually complete. But you know what, I really, really love sleeping. Not love sleeping, but I enjoy sleeping. I let me call it resting. If there's nothing I'm doing, I'll actually maybe spend some good amount of my time sleeping. And I'm not a morning person. We have this, are you a morning person or an evening person? So for me, I'm not really a morning person. I thrive at night, so I'd rather stay up very late and wake up maybe at 8 a.m. in the morning, other than, you know, sleeping at 10 p.m. then wake up at like 4 a.m. in the morning. So I've been struggling with this for a really, really long time. So today I just came to my bed. I was about to go to bed. My phone was out of charge, so I was charging it. But you know, before I charged it, I was like, Noel, you really have to think about this. You really have to find a way. And the thought that came to my mind is like, Noel, you have 24 hours, but you can't even give God 1 hour. And it was like, wow, you know, like more of a condemnation thing. So now after that thought, I decided, let me now set my alarm so that I am able to wake up early in the morning. I try to wake up early so that I have my Bible study or some alone time with God. Then I get on with my day. Then again, I thought, wow, I really haven't, for the past few days, I haven't been reading my daily devotionals. I have this Joyce Meyer app. I told you guys I love Joyce Meyer. I love her in my previous episode. So I have this app in my phone, and I love her because she's so real and she just talks about life as it is. She does not make it look like if you're born again, you're holier than thou. She just speaks about how life is, you know, the struggles, you know, the good things. And she just talks about how to enjoy your life even as you continue living in this world that is, you know, not the best environment for us, because we know heaven is our home. Wow. So I thought, let me wake up at this time. Let me set my alarm. So, but then again, I went to the app and I was reading. I wanted to read that day's devotional, like today's devotional. So now when I got to the devotional, the topic of the devotional for that day was not by might, but by my spirit, you know. So I started reading it, and it was talking about, it's actually from Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, which says, so he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. So we're just talking, she was just talking about how we plan to do so many things, and when we fail to do them, we feel like, wow, wow, I have failed to do it. Then, you know, the best part is that she went and talked about how we also plan to spend time with God, you know, how we plan to maybe improve our prayer life and all that, how we have all these things, we have timetables, how we plan to have like Bible studies. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to do it at this time and this time. But sometimes we miss doing it. She also talks about how she's also, you know, she's still learning that sometimes it does not happen that way. And most of these times we try to do it our own way. Like for me, I tried, it was up to me to, I thought it would be me who's creating the time, making all the effort and doing all those things so that you can spend time with God. I did not even like pray about it and just seek the help of the Holy Spirit. So she was actually talking about how we don't have because we do not ask, and how many times we try to do stuff in our own knowledge, in our own might, and we're not able to. Then when we realize, wow, we can't do it, we now go back to God. So it's actually the same for us. Even as we plan to spend time with God, even as we plan to, pray and have this healthy, relationship with God, it's not up to us to make the it's not when I talk about make the effort, it's like us pushing it, us doing it by our own might, us having confidence in ourselves and saying that I can, confidence is nice, but us just saying it, I will do it because, I have to do it and my mind tells me that I can do it, It is important for us to just seek the help of the Holy Spirit, and to just ask the Holy Spirit to help us even in these things. Because sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves as Christians and we wanna be like the best Christian. We wanna, not because that you want to prove to anyone, but just, in this Christian life, you just wanna, know God more and all that. And you have this zeal to know God, but you forget that it's not by your might or by your power. The same way, there's nothing we can do to earn the love of God. There's nothing we can do, to pay for what Christ did for us on the cross. It's the same way. There's nothing we can ever do for us, for us to make God love us more or less. So this putting in so much effort and relying on our own understanding, that's actually the word. Leaning on our own understanding, leaning on our own wisdom, leaning on our own strength, and saying that, hey, tomorrow I'll wake up and have Bible study is actually not the best thing to do. It is important to lean in, just even listen, and just ask the Holy Spirit, how do you want me to do it? I want to do this, to have this communion with you, to have fellowship with you, but I'm experiencing difficulties, I seem not to have the time, sometimes we say in quotes we don't have the time, or this and this is a hindrance to me spending time with you. Would you help me, Holy Spirit, to have communion with you? And when we do that, when we invite God in, then we are able to do it because God waits for us to invite Him in, He does not go where He's not invited. So you might have all these incredible ideas, you might want to do this and this and this, but if we lean on our own understanding, as Proverbs tells us, not to lean on our own understanding, then if we decide to lean on our own understanding, then we will actually do stuff. Yes, we might accomplish stuff, but they might not be as good as how we would have done them if we involved God. So in every single thing, what I am learning is that in this journey of surrender, even those things that we feel like, these ones I know already, praying, me I can pray, me I can just spend time with God. It's important to just seek the help of the Holy Spirit, just to tell the Holy Spirit to help you, to lead you, And this is really important as we grow. So it's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. In every single thing we do, in our cooking, in our, in our fitness journey, in all these things, it is important to include Him because it is never by our might, never by our power, but by the Spirit. The same way we can never do anything to earn the love of God. It is just freely given, There's not no good deed we can ever do to make Him love us more or less. It's the same way. So every single thing, and God begins to guide our thoughts, The Holy Spirit begins to lead us when we are almost falling, and we're not straying to the whatever hinders us from spending time with God. Whatever that is, the Holy Spirit will help us with that, and we will continue building our relationship with God. And today was really amazing because God actually just like spoke, like at that time. Like at that time when I was just like, wow, Noel, you're really falling apart. You're really disappointing God, he just spoke to me through that devotion, and he was like, Noel, my daughter, you're not failing me, you're not disappointing me, I still love you. I just want you to let me, let it, let me do it. Just surrender, as you talk about surrender, just give it to me, And inviting him is actually important. And my prayer is that you may just, you don't have to chant every words and speak all the words, but you may just pray that the Lord may just, you may seek the help of the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you in everything, even as you grow in the secret place, that the Lord may be the one who's, leading it, not you, and all those things. And yeah, I'm really so glad. I'm so happy to share this with you, and I'm looking forward to sharing a lot more. So before then, you do have a lovely, lovely, lovely time. And I love you all, and thank you so, so much for listening in.